Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
When Jehovah delivered the people of Israel out of Egyptian captivity, he led them to Mount Sinai. Moses ascended the mountain and received from the Lord the very first written laws of God that were given to mankind. The record of God writing the Ten Commandments with his finger upon the two tablets of stone is an impressive and memorable event in Israel's history. Since that time, God has provided written records of his commands for his people. Oh, how today we should rejoice in having his written word, and that we can read it and know it and follow it.
Turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. By your
Moses received many more laws than just the Ten Commandments on those tablets of stone. The record of Exodus tells us that Moses wrote down all the laws that God gave him while he was on the mountain. A lengthy list of laws are to be found there in Exodus chapters 21 through 23. And then God shared with Moses the directions of how to build the tabernacle and all of its furnishings, giving instruction on how his people were to worship him. Through the hand of Moses, God gave his first written laws. When Jesus came into this world to establish a new covenant with man and God, and with every nation on the face of the earth, he came with laws that have been written down for Christians to follow. The letter of Hebrews makes this very important statement about God's communicating with men of various ages. It says, "In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in many ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things." That's Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. And it makes it a declaration that Jesus is now the spokesman to impart the Father's will upon this earth. Moses and the laws that had been given, delivered, were used to bring about this new covenant with God's commandments for every nation, for every generation that was to come. Many of the laws given to Israel through Moses were no longer in God's laws today. The laws governing worship are not the same as they were in the Old Testament. We do not offer burnt offerings to God to worship him. We do not bring animal sacrifices to offer as sin offerings to God. There is no separate priesthood that offers up our sacrifices for us today. For every Christian is a priest and is empowered to bring our praise, adoration, and sacrificial gifts directly to the Heavenly Father through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the high priest. These are just a few examples of how the laws of God regarding certain matters changed when Jesus came. We must, however, say that many of God's moral laws have not changed. Lying, stealing, murdering, coveting, the worshiping of idols, sexual immorality, are all against God's will today. The law of Christ not only incorporates these laws and others from the Old Testament, the old law of Moses, where it says, "You shall not bow down to an idol, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife or possessions, you shall not murder." And Jesus expands upon the motives and the condition of man's heart that would bring a person to do such bad things. It is not just the overt act of murder that is condemned in the New Covenant. Jesus addresses the source of such action by teaching about anger and resentment, jealousy, greed, and vengeance. It is far more than the very act of sexual immorality that is condemned by God's law today. God's law addresses the sinful lusts of the flesh. God's law is that our hearts must be purified from such things so that it will not lead to the sinful deeds. God's written law is so valuable and essential for us today. To know the will of God, to live with hope in our hearts because of Jesus Christ and his gospel, we must have and know God's written law. They, in turn, must then be written upon our hearts. There's a scene recorded in the Gospel of John. It's in chapter 6. When Jesus was doing some serious teaching about his true identity, the crowds that had gathered around him were listening to his words. The day before, they had been blessed by his miraculous sign of multiplying the loaves and the fish. They had eaten, and they went away satisfied. But then on the next day, this day, Jesus declared to them that he was the true bread or manna from heaven. He taught them that they needed to partake of the true bread from heaven to to live spiritually, comparing that to how that they had received the physical bread and fish the day before. The people that day began to leave. They would not follow Jesus anymore because of his teaching. The Lord, watching all this multitude, there were 5,000 that were fed the day before, when he watched them leave, he turned to his chosen disciples, those, and he asked those 12, he said, "You do not want to leave too, do you?" And it was Simon Peter who spoke up for the rest of the group, and he said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Now, there are two ways to respond to the Word of God. We can believe in it. We can accept its truths. We can accept the authority of God's written laws to govern our thoughts, our speech, and behavior. We can place our trust in the promises that God has made in His Word. We can believe the testimony of the written word that Jesus is the Christ, the Lord of heaven and earth. If we do, then we will fill our hearts with hope in the blessings of eternal life. Otherwise, our response to God's word is to reject its truths, to deny its influence over our hearts and our behaviors. Such a response leaves us without hope in the promises that are found within that written word. How have you responded to God's written word? I hope and pray today that you're like the righteous man of Psalms 1, where it says of him, "His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night."
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas. In the light.